Now, in verse 19, Jude is describing again the apostate. He's given us so many descriptions of him in this epistle that there's no reason for us to miss him at all. And I think that you can test an unregenerate person, even a minister that's unregenerate, by the Word of God. As I like to use the expression, I use the Word of God as a Geiger counter. That's the reason I teach the Word of God on the radio, because when it goes out, why, the Geiger counter registers, and I get a comeback from folk that listen to the program. Many have responded and have accepted Christ. Many tell us how it's actually revolutionized their lives, even as believers, and also their homes. And it has made everything different. But there are another group of people that think I'm a loony bird. I'm way out in left field, that I'm not just quite right, and that teaching the Word of God is a very foolish sort of thing. So the Geiger counter works, and it tells you. Now, what about these unregenerate? Now, here in verse 19, describing the apostates, he says, these are they who separate themselves. They like to consider themselves the church. The liberals took over the church and then said the fundamentalists were dividing it. Well, they wanted to separate themselves. And, of course, it was not the fundamentalists that divided the church. They were the ones that were holding to the great doctrines that the denominations were founded upon. And the creed of all the great denominations are sound creeds. They differ a little in some points, one from the other. But on the great basics, there was no difference at all. Now, that's one thing. But the word that I was concerned about is sensual. They are sensual, and the next is having not the Spirit. That is, they do not have the Holy Spirit of God. They're not indwelt by the Spirit of God. You remember when Paul got to Ephesus, that was the question. These people were passing as believers. They were not believers. They'd only heard the baptism of John. And he asked them the question, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you first believed? Why, they said, we know nothing about that. And they didn't. Now, when they did hear it, they have accepted the revelation as far as it had gone, but now they accept Christ, and they are born again and receive the Holy Spirit. Now, what about these when it says they're sensual? The word here is actually psychikos. We get our word psychological from that, and we speak of it sometimes as the soul of man. You see, man is a tripartite being. That is, he has a threefold nature. We are told over in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'll not turn to it, because we want to conserve some time today. But at the creation of man, if you read that very carefully, you will find out that physically man was taken from the ground. The 15 elements in the dirt are made into our bodies. And our bodies, when we get through with them and move out, and that's what death is, we'll be moving out of these bodies that we are living in today. These bodies will return back to the earth. And again, at the resurrection of the believer, why, the body will be raised, a resurrected body. It's sown in corruption. It's going to be raised in incorruption. But what happened to this man that God created? Well, he's given what we would call a soul, but that word's misunderstood. He's given the psychological part of him. That is, that part which directs him in his approach to the physical universe today. He gets hungry. He goes to eat. He wants entertainment, and he provides that for himself. And he actually may be a very generous individual and may be very amiable and very attractive, have what we call charisma today. Many unsaved people are like that, very likable folk. I could wish sometime that all the saints were like some unsaved people that I meet, that is, on the surface. Now, underneath, they're different, of course. But this is man's psychological nature. But man also, God breathed into his breathing places the breath or the wind or the atmosphere, if you want to call it, the pneuma, the spirit, and that is man's human spirit. Now, that spirit is above the psychological. It's that which looks to God, that which longs for God, that which wants to worship, that which looks to God. Now, man has, therefore, a tripartite nature. He is a trinity. Body, psychological side, and pneumatical side. That is, the psychological, that is still what is called here sensual. Now, at the fall, what really happened? Here is man, and I like to think of it as a house with three floors in it. On the first floor is the dining room and the kitchen. On the second floor, there is the library and the music room. That's psychological. The first floor was physical. On the top floor, there is a chapel, a place to worship. There is the Word of God, because man will not understand it without the Spirit of God leading him. The natural man would not want it. Now, what happened at the fall? The spiritual was on top. But at the fall, actually, man died spiritually, and the house turned upside down, and the physical got up on top. Man is primarily today, in his natural state, physical. It's meat and potatoes. It's self-preservation is the first law of life. Sure, he's like the animal world in that sense, physical. But man is psychological. He is self-conscious. He enjoys music. He loves beauty. And then he indulges also in immorality. That is the area. And that's the sensual part of man. Now the spiritual died. Man no longer had a capacity for God. In fact, the matter is, he is now an enemy of God. And he's described that way for us. You remember over in Romans, the 8th chapter. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, when you live in the lower nature, psychological, sensual, then you're dead to God. No fellowship with Him. Fellowship is broken. John says, if we say that we have fellowship and walk in darkness, we lie. And many do that, by the way. Now he says in verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. That's the reason Adam ran away from God. For it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Now you can't bring that old nature into obedience to God. You can't reform man. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now he tells the Romans, you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, that brings me to consider what happens at a conversion. When you and I, who were dead in trespasses and sins, spiritually, well, you can walk around physically alive, but spiritually dead. Now you hear the gospel, the Spirit of God applies it to your heart, and you trust Christ. Now we say you were born again. May I say that spiritual nature now is reborn, and now you have a capacity for God. And not only that, there's no power in that new nature, so the Holy Spirit has come in to dwell in you. And that's what Paul meant here in the 8th of Romans. The Spirit of God dwells in you, since you're children of God. In other words, that's the mark that you're a child of God. Holy Spirit's not something that you get 10 days after you're converted. If you don't get it at the moment you're converted, you're not converted, you see. Because the Holy Spirit regenerates and born of the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit now is there, not only to help you, but to interpret to you the Word of God. And the Word of God is no longer foolishness to you, because a new world is open to you. A new life has been opened to you. Now, there is a struggle that goes on. And that is what Paul talks about in the fifth of Galatians. For the flesh here warreth against the spirit. And I'm reading Galatians 5:17. For the flesh, actually it's warreth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Now here are these two natures. The old nature, this lower nature, the psychological part of man wants to turn away from God. The spiritual part now wants to turn to God. Do you know anything about that conflict in your life, child of God? If you're a child of God, you know about that conflict. There are times when you want to get away. There are times when you want to turn to Him. That is the thing that takes place. And that's the reason most of us, we're like a roller coaster in our Christian life. Ooh, boy, we go up today, and it's great, but then down tomorrow. And boy, what a trip it is, up and down. It ought not to be that way, but unfortunately, most of us have to testify to that. Now, Paul is talking in 1 Corinthians about the resurrection, and he has this to say in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. Psychological, you see. He was made a living soul. Now, he also says, the last Adam was made a quickening, that is, a life-giving spirit. That's the difference between Adam number one, Adam number two. Adam in the Garden of Eden and the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. He came to give his life that he might be a life-giving spirit. Now, he goes on to describe that. He says, howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual. Adam was a psychological being, you see. But that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And that, by the way, is, I think, the big difference between Adam before his fall and mankind today that's regenerated. We are today made sons of God and given a spiritual nature and a capacity for God. Man's highest nature at the beginning was God breathed into his breathing places, and that is a spirit that could fall. You and I have a nature today that is a sinful nature. We'll have it as long as we're in this body because it actually controls this body. Psychological. I remember when I first studied psychology that they had a saying going then that psychology, the suitcase, was to study the soul of man. Then they got away from that and said that they just study the mind of man. Then behaviorism came along, and then Freudian later on, and took man farther and farther away from anything that was psychological or even mental, that man was actually, nothing in the world but a sort of a robot. He was like an IBM computer. You push a certain button and you get a certain reaction. And so the cliche that went around at the time was this. Psychology at first lost its soul. Then in the second place, it lost its mind. And I don't know whether it's got it back or not. Today, I do not follow psychology like I once did. It was my second major at one time. But the thing now that interests me is this, that here is the flesh pulling man down, and here is the spirit pulling man up. Now, these men never got in the realm of the spirit. Jude says here, they having not the spirit, they're sensual. They never get above the psychological state. So that today, friends, it's, I think, very easy for you to tell whether you're a child of God. The works of the flesh, Paul says in Galatians 5, are these. And if you're producing those, you're living in the flesh. Now, he says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If you have those things in your life, you're a child of God. Now, the apostate does not have those things. He cannot have them. Now, I've spent a little time with this because I felt that this was very, very important, that you and I might somehow or another understand ourselves. Why all the conflicts today and the frustrations that we Christians have? We got two natures, friends. And you remember, the psalmist says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Man is a very complicated creature today that's in this world. A man that walks this earth with a body that is taken out of the dirt, but a man that has a capacity for God. How tremendous. A man that wants to worship God and serve God, and a man that can become a son of God through faith in Jesus Christ. What a prospect is that?